In the aftermath of SARS, healthcare workers are on alert for clusters of respiratory illness. In Washington, D.C., one hospital had such an outbreak this week, although SARS was quickly ruled out. Earlier this month, some people at a Vancouver nursing home tested positive for the SARS virus. The test was wrong. NPR's Richard Knox reports that experts predict more false alarms in the coming months.
One thing is sure, the virus in the Vancouver outbreak was not SARS. Dr. David Patrick of the British Columbia Center for Disease Control says recent tests from three different labs show it's a virus from a different branch of the same family as the SARS virus. They're called coronaviruses.
We were able to look at big stretches of the genome of this agent and find out that it had a high degree of compatibility with a virus known as OC43, which is a regular common human coronavirus that's responsible for the common cold in some people.
That was a big relief. For 10 tense days, sophisticated lab tests suggested the Vancouver virus might be a SARS virus that had mutated into a milder form. That would have meant a strain of the SARS virus was circulating among humans. Retesting put that fear to rest.
This is either a previously unknown relative of the SARS virus or some virus that's managed to swap a little bit of RNA with the SARS virus.
Such an exchange of genetic material would explain why a dozen Vancouver patients and staff wrongly tested positive for the SARS virus. Whatever the reason, it's a bad omen for the flu season ahead. It suggests doctors can't rely on current SARS virus tests to help sort out ordinary flu and pneumonia from reemergence of deadly SARS. Canadian David Patrick.
We just have to remind ourselves we're only in the first few months with this, and that the tests we currently have, whether it's CDC Atlanta or Timbuktu, they're not perfect yet.
In fact, they're so imperfect that Dr. Katrine Leitmeier of the World Health Organization says a doctor shouldn't even order a SARS test unless he strongly suspects a patient may have SARS.
In the Vancouver, in the outbreak and survey, we questioned a lot whether these samples should not have been sent for testing. We still believe that not everybody with a mild upper respiratory syndrome and a clinical picture not related to SARS should be tested.
Leitmeier says the lesson from Vancouver is very clear.
The problem at the moment is still that we need urgently, and this is one of the biggest things, we need the evaluation of tests.
2 months from now, the WHO will convene experts in Geneva to begin the process of figuring out which SARS tests are most reliable. Meanwhile, there's discouraging news about the animal origin of the SARS virus from a WHO team just back from China.
The Chinese described really that they had tests positive to a wide array of animals, including pigeons, snakes, badgers, cats, dogs, and so on. I mean, really a wide range of animals.
That doesn't mean all these animals truly carry the SARS virus. It may just reflect that there's no good lab test for SARS in animals either. So it won't be easy to find out which species carry the SARS virus and try to prevent it from getting into humans again. Richard Knox, NPR News.